Election season tends to bring about passionate feelings and fiery debate from both sides of the political aisle. However, some Airdrie area candidates claim they are seeing an uptick in mischief and theft of their signs this campaign period. With the 2023 Alberta provincial election coming up on May 29, political candidates have hit the campaign trail running as they try to sway voters in their direction. Thousands of signs have been distributed throughout the province, and many of these lawn and roadside promotions become a target of vandalism. Airdrie East incumbent Angela Pitt said damage to campaign signs isn't anything new. She noted, however, that this election period is unique in the amount of damage being done. "This is an extraordinary amount of damage," she said. Wanting to make her expectations clear, Pitt's message to her supporters is to stop the behavior if the NDP signs are being targeted. She said those who participate in the destruction of opposing campaign material are not respecting the democratic process. Pitt encourages voters to be active participants in the political process if they want their voice to be heard, but tearing down or desecrating opposing signs is not the way to do that. "If you want to have your say and be part of the political process, then you can put your own sign on your own lawn, you can show up on election day, and you can volunteer to help your candidate out," Pitt said. "What's happening is quite ridiculous." One of Pitt's supporters reached out to her after finding their sign had been stabbed with a knife. After removing the knife, the sign was later sawed in half. In response, Pitt said people should be left alone to express their opinions freely on their own property. She called this particular instance vicious and anti-democratic. Airdrie Cityview staff reached out to Airdrie East NDP candidate Dan Nels to see if he had been dealing with a similar issue. As of May 11, Nels confirmed he had not had any issues regarding his signs up until that point. In response, Pitt said that she was happy to hear her opponent's signs were not being targeted. "I think that's great. I think that's really important," she said. "I'm very concerned that the UCP signs are being targeted in this case." Pitt said the cost of signs is expensive and she wants those participating in this behavior to rethink their choices. "I would give your head a shake if you think this is something that's important for you to do in an election period," Pitt said. When reached, another local UCP incumbent, Peter Guthrie, who is seeking re-election in the Airdrie-Cochrane riding, said has also been dealing with some campaign signs being stolen. His campaign manager noted these instances were only happening within Airdrie, and not within Rocky View County. Airdrie Cityview staff reached out to the NDP candidate for Airdrie-Cochrane, Sean Fluker, to see if his campaign was dealing with similar issues, but had not heard back as of the newspaper's print deadline. According to Airdrie RCMP, theft and mischief toward election campaign material falls under the criminal code and can lead to fines under or over $5,000, depending on the damage. If found damaging or stealing signs, suspects will be required to make an appearance in court.